ago, as I was driving home along Route 89, I watched the sunset. It was about 4:30. And I commented to my husband, as I'm sure I do every year, that I find winter darkness and cold very gloomy. How I yearn for sunlight, warm days of summer, and long, cool evenings. They seem so far away. He responded that he felt exactly the same way, and then he reminded me that the solstice, the shortest day and the longest night, had already passed, and we are experiencing a few more minutes of daylight each passing day. Suddenly, I felt better. My mood changed to one of hope and anticipation, even though my circumstances hadn't changed at all. Springtime and summer will come, and each day I can see tangible evidence of seasonal change in the added minutes of daylight. In addition to the solstice, as we know, this is also the Christmas season, when Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus, the arrival of the Son of God, the Savior, and the Prince of Peace. As a Unitarian Universalist, I rejoice also, and I celebrate the renewal of the spirit of love and goodwill toward all. I also celebrate hope, hope for peace on earth and for a better life for all those who are suffering. In the Christian story, the birth of baby Jesus 2,000 years ago took place under the most unfavorable circumstances in a country ravaged and ruled by Rome. Yet his birth symbolizes the rebirth of hope, a hope for a better world. That hope has continued to exist down through the ages. Speaking of hope, just this past week, and not all that distant geographically from what was known as the Holy Land, the country of Iraq held democratic elections for the first time in many years. Despite the destruction of war, voter turnout was heavy, and people faced danger when they left the security of their homes and went to the polling places. The people acted out of hope, hope that a different form of government can bring peace and greater prosperity to the citizens of this country. While both events, the birth of a baby and a national election, occurred more than 2,000 years apart, both in dangerous and desperate circumstances, hope for a better future triumphed over fear, discouragement, and terrible suffering. Let us recognize and honor the courage that it takes to hope and to act on those feelings of hope. And in this Christmas season and throughout the year, may love, peace, and hope fill our lives and guide our actions in all that we do.